Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge dari dunia entertainment. Sekarang kita ikuti informasi seputar film animasi Coco bersama Irfan Isan.
Film animasi terbaru produksi Pixar dan diluncurkan oleh Disney yang berjudul Coco telah beredar.
Dia de los Muertos has begun.
It's the one night of the year our ancestors can come visit us.
I thought it might have been one of those made up things. I was just...
Tonight is about family.
Film ini disutradarai Lee Unrich yang juga menggarap film Finding Nemo, Toy Story 2, dan juga Toy Story 3. Film yang kental dengan nuansa Meksiko ini bercerita tentang seorang anak bernama Miguel yang bercita-cita menjadi musisi berprestasi seperti idola yang juga merupakan buyutnya, Ernesto de la Cruz, namun dilarang keras oleh keluarganya. Kemudian pada hari raya tahunan, Day of the Dead, atau hari mengenang orang yang sudah meninggal, secara tidak sengaja Miguel masuk ke negeri orang mati, di mana kemudian ia bertemu dengan leluhurnya dan bertualang memecahkan misteri sejarah kehidupan keluarganya. Melalui film Coco ini, penonton diajak untuk lebih mengenal budaya dan tradisi Latin khususnya Meksiko, di mana menurut salah satu pengisi suaranya, Gael Garcia Bernal, yang mengisi suara Hector, sangat tepat digunakan untuk melawan anggapan negatif terhadap orang-orang Meksiko, terutama yang tinggal di Amerika.
You know, for all the kids that are sons, daughters, grandchildren or great grandchildren of people that came from Mexico or from Latin America to the United States, it gives them a way to show and demonstrate that we don't fit any definition that a president can give, you know, like in a political climate where these people were being described as criminals and rapists and drug traffickers. This film just, I mean, amongst many other cultures that we, any many other traditions that we do in our day to day, you know, demonstrates that it's not like that. Of course it's not like that. It will never be like that, you know, and so I want to dedicate this film to them, you know, to, I don't live in the United States, but for all the kids that, I mean, like a 4-year-old kid, 5-year-old kid that is growing right now in the United States is growing up in a state of fear, you know, and this film will help for this kid, to feel, you know, empower them and to make them feel that they have a much more complex culture than what the, you know, than the established narrative wants to put on top of them.
Salah satu tradisi di Meksiko yang diangkat dalam film ini adalah Day of the Dead atau Hari untuk Orang yang Sudah Meninggal. Seperti apa sih sebenarnya? Aktris Meksiko Blanca Racieli mengatakan,
"Okay, for us it's a celebration of life. For us it's a celebration of eternal life of our loved ones who have gone away." And also, you know, to remember them and to make sure that we don't forget and to teach our children about their grandpas, the grandmas, the uncles who have passed away, and to remind, you know, to remind them that our tradition is something that connects us with the loved ones they have left, but at the same time they may be our spiritual guide.
Kata Blanca, Day of the Dead justru merupakan perayaan akan kehidupan untuk mengenang orang-orang yang sudah meninggal, sekaligus mengajarkan anak-anak akan sejarah leluhurnya. Anthony Gonzalez yang menjadi pengisi suara Miguel, tokoh utama di film ini, mengatakan kalau ia juga merayakan Day of the Dead, di mana ia merasa dapat terhubung kembali dengan mendiang kakeknya yang selalu mendukung bakat bernyanyinya.
I do celebrate Day of the Dead. Well, it's a wonderful day where you can take time to remember your ancestors, and it's a joyful celebration. And for me, I celebrate it because, well, my grandfather passed away, and he was very special to me because he would always support me, and he would tell me, Anthony has to sing, and he would take me to competitions, and he was an incredible person. But the Day of the Dead, it's a day where I can connect with him again and really be with him again. And that's why I love this celebration. And to be in a movie that actually features this celebration, it's amazing.
Itu sebabnya Anthony merasa sangat senang bisa terlibat dalam proyek film yang katanya mirip dengan kehidupan pribadinya. Segini dulu cerita seputar film animasi Coco. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Isan, VOA.
This isn't a dream then. You're all really out there.
You thought we weren't?
Well, I don't know. I thought it might have been one of those made-up things that adults tell kids, like vitamins.
Miguel, vitamins are a real thing.
Well, now I'm thinking maybe they could be.
The Voice of America.
VOA. Dari Washington, D.C., Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge, Masih bersama Irfan Ihsan dan Dania Iman, sekarang saatnya kita berdua pamit.
Ya, jangan lupa mendengarkan terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa disimak di website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Betul, dan jangan lupa juga kunjungi Facebook kami di VOA Rantau.
Ya.
Atau ikuti Twitter juga, @VOA Rantau.
Baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Irfan Ihsan. Sampai ketemu lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye-bye.